Hi everybody, this is ESE Go and welcome to the third episode of 3 Minutes to Talk. That's our new audio feature. My name is Martin, and if you're a regular reader of this site, you'll be familiar with my name from many blog posts and betting posts and good and bad predictions I've made over the years. What I haven't done before is an audio feature, and I certainly haven't taken part in our new 3 Minutes to Talk challenge. Now, if you've encountered it already, you'll know what it involves. In the first two episodes, I challenged my colleague Felix to talk about a Eurovision-related topic for 3 minutes, completely unprepared. He had no idea what I was going to throw at him. He just had to roll with it and talk about it for 3 minutes. Now, it's only fair that we share the love, to use a song from this year's national final season. It is time for him to turn the tables on me. It's time for me to have a challenge to talk completely unprepared for a Eurovision-related topic for 3 minutes. So I'm currently in our chat room, which you can also visit on our website, and I'm just about to give the signal to Felix to hit me with a topic, and then I will have to go. I also have a timer in front of me, which is going to make a really ugly noise after my 3 minutes are up, so there's no chance of me going on for any longer than I ought to. So when Felix tells me what it is I'm talking about, I will set the timer going and I will have 3 minutes to talk. So let me just hop into our chat and give the magic sign to Felix. Here we go. My topic is rock music in the Eurovision Song Contest. Okay, the timer is running now. So this is a topic that's close to my heart, I have to admit. It's very fortunate that I've just done the lineup check on our site for Finland this year, because I talk about how I am and was a rocker. I grew up on heavy metal music while also simultaneously getting into the Eurovision Song Contest, and that might seem like an odd combination, but you know, there we go. We can't control the way we're wired, right? So I have always had a great love for rock and metal, and of course in the early days of my fandom, that those two worlds, rock and Eurovision, never met at all. The orchestra days, you know, you weren't going to get a rock song. So really it took until the free language era, I would say, and the scrapping of the orchestra, the introduction of what you might call the sort of modern Eurovision, to allow rock music into the contest. I mean, most famously, of course, 2006, Lordi. I mean, that was just a glorious day for me. I know Hard Rock Hallelujah was a bit of a cartoon parody version of rock music, but do you know what? It still felt so good. It felt like validation for my kind of weird combination of rock and Eurovision fandom to have a rock song from Finland, of course from Finland, you know, one of the key countries in rock and metal music, to have that winning the contest. Now, yes, they had to dress up in silly costumes to do it. Yes, there had to be a flag hat on Mr. Lordi's head, but, you know, it was still a wonderful moment. And since then, actually, there has been, you know, the doors have been open for slightly more extreme forms of rock music. Of course, they haven't won, but Finland itself has come with again, real rock music 2 years later in Belgrade, and also in Vienna in 2015, of course. It wasn't even 3 minutes. 1:30 punk song from the band whose name I couldn't even pronounce, even if I remembered it, to be honest. We have, legendarily, of course, just a few years ago, AWS from Hungary, who I would say probably the most challenging rock song that's ever been in Eurovision. I mean, a screamo number with a in Hungarian, of course, with, you know, massive difficulty rating, if you like, for people to get into. Although I will say it did have a key change into the last chorus, and that is always a good thing at Eurovision. If you're going to do a rock song, and if you're going to challenge the viewers, you know, maybe stick a key change in there, or you'll just end up like, Montenegro's The Real Thing from a couple of years ago. I wish it was a couple of years ago. It's several years ago now. You know, The Real Thing was a song with no real structure. It was just kind of difficult and loud, and Eurovision still isn't open to that. But if you do the right thing with your rock song, you package it with cartoons, or you package it with a friendly image, or you package it with a key change, you can actually make really good capital with rock music, as Italy and Finland this year might prove. How's that for 3 minutes timing? If I can turn off that horrible noise. Bang, there we go. I even finished my 3 minutes at the end of a sentence. I'm quite proud of that. I hope that wasn't too much rambling. I have a feeling I may have spoken very quickly. I hope there wasn't too much umming and aahing, but you never know these things until you listen back to them. So that was my first attempt in this third episode of our 3 minutes to talk feature on ESC Go. See what you think, and we will see who gets what topic next time.